Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 19th, and this is Brady Kramer coming at you with my fifth podcast. I've got to be honest with you. This is actually take two. I just recorded a nice 20 to 25 minute podcast and accidentally did not press save, and we'll get into that whole thing. But the reality is this is take two for me. I'm going at it. And, you know, it's, the topic today is going to be, shame and guilt and vulnerability. And we're going to talk, and I'm using a lot of kind of the information and a lot of the things that I will mention are stepping stones from Brené Brown and her talk on vulnerability. And I have that posted to my Facebook page. I have her second talk on vulnerability. And my Facebook page is You Are Not Alone. And you can find that also through Brady Kramer on Facebook, and like I said, I have a link there. But it's interesting, you know, God works in mysterious ways in your life. And, you know, I wasn't extremely thrilled with the podcast that I just did. And, you know, I think in some way maybe I willed it to go away. But at the same point, that scenario is in the past. This one is the present, and we're going to do take two, and we're going to see if I can't be happier personally with the one I'm doing right now, even though the last one was an effort, and it was one that I did. And you know, I mentioned, you know, that I will mention to you, and I'll try to make this like you're hearing this for the first time, even though I feel like I'm in Groundhog's Day here. But I mentioned, I will mention that, you know, all these podcasts that I've done to date have really been off the cuff or off the cusp. I can't determine which exactly that is, that expression, but I've really just kind of, it hasn't been as difficult because I've just told you my story, which I know, and, given you details of it and gone from there. You know, this, you know, is one of the first ones where I've really taken a few notes, and I'm trying to hit on some certain topics that I've heard through Brené Brown's, discussion. But at the same point, I do want to keep it as real and as organic as possible, and just really not have a set way to go. Just give you kind of, you know, the way I'm feeling at the moment and how different topics have related to me. Just to kind of put you in the moment and not really make this too structured or too outlined. And that's the way we're going to go with this. So doing this, you know, second take kind of feels like a little fake. And you know what, though, this is all, again, good for me, because I, you know, as I've said before, I have to keep everything, you know, so perfect, so strict, so to the rules, and, you know, so black or so white. And here I'm getting into this gray of, you know, of, hey, this is my second take, and, you know, I'm not using the first one, and that's, you know, that's not playing by my rules. And you know what? This is what it is. And I'm going to try to roll with the punches and go with it. So that's the last I'll mention of that. So in this TED talk that I listened to, on shame and guilt, you know, Brené Brown talks about vulnerability and how vulnerability is actually one of the greatest forms of courage. And, you know, I've struggled with that distinction. I guess because, you know, for the last 7 years, I've been opening myself up in 12-step meetings. I'm very comfortable doing this now, and that's the way it is. And bear with me, I'm multitasking here. I'm trying to pull her speech up. I figured that would be a little bit better way for me to do this while I talk. And as you can see, you know, chewing gum, drinking water, drinking coffee, doing the whole thing is really testing my skills. But what she talks about is, you know, vulnerability and not being it not being a weakness, and it really being you know, one of the inroads to growth and really to connection. And I'm going to be paraphrasing a lot of these things and probably getting them wrong, but these are the way I remember them without having it right in front of me, as I'm going to have as soon as I can press all my buttons here. But anyway, one thing she does, and I may have mentioned this in another talk, but the one thing she does make a real distinction is the difference between shame and guilt. And, you know, she discusses how guilt is, you know, that you've done something bad, where shame is, I am bad. You know, and, you know, making that distinction has been so great for me, because, you know, for the longest time, I have felt like in some way I am a bad person. And this harkens back to, you know, things that you do when you're a kid. You know, I can think of several instances where, you know, I was just a cruel little kid. And it's interesting, because I'll give you a little bit of a story here on my youth. You know, like, you know, I remember fourth grade not being kind to a particular kid, and really thinking that was funny and getting everybody's laughter and attention. And then you fast forward to fifth grade, and that's when I really had my first, you know, major bout with depression. And in fifth grade, you know, I call it, and I mentioned this in a speech I gave to a different foundation. But I said, you know, depression, I call it the gift of depression. And you may have seen that link that I've posted to my Facebook page. But why I say it that is because depression is not only, for me, has not only been a struggle, but it's also given me empathy for other people. And it's created a me too kind of thing. And that, again, is where we come with connection. And so I finally did pull up this transcript. So, you know, I'm getting there on my thing. But, you know, back to this fifth grade incident, like, you know, and here's my story on the whole thing. You know, I'd had these concussions, you know, starting in fifth grade. Did they alter me? Because there's always got to be a little science in my mind for this too. You know, like, I take the spiritual as much as I can, but, you know, I also love a little, you know, spiritual, I love a little fact, a little, you know, concrete evidence that this is possibly what happened. So, you know, I've had these concussions. I had two or three by the time I'm in fifth grade, as I remember it. And, it was, you know, the summer right before school started, going into fifth grade, as I say now, as a rising fifth grader. And I said, and I had gotten this horrible case of poison ivy. And the doctor prescribed prednisone, which is a steroid, to help clear up my skin. And almost immediately, I had a reaction to this high dose, where I was really scared and really afraid to die and what would happen and this and that. And, you know, I tell you that, and it's been an ever-going theme for me throughout my life. But I also tell you that it was such a, it was probably the most impactful situation that's happened in my life because, you know, the other thing that came with this is, you know, I had a newfound empathy for people who are suffering because I was suffering. I was scared. I didn't want to be left alone. Really, you know, battled with Sundays were the worst. Going into Monday and still struggle with those some days. But, you know, I'll tell you this, the end result again was, you know, I no longer could be this cruel kid without some severe consequences to my own emotional stability. And that's not to say that I was never cruel again, because I have been. But what it is saying is, you know, maybe there was the chemical reaction too in my brain that had already been altered because of the concussions. The prednisone, the steroid, you know, just furthered that process, and it was a breaking point. You know, there's the scientific. The spiritual part of me is also saying that, you know, this is God stepping in and, you know, giving me this gift of saying, you know what, like, yeah, you're going to suffer a bit throughout this and throughout the rest of the life, but you're going to have a connection with people that will go on for the rest of your life that you will never, ever be able to, you know, you'll never regret. And I don't. And I think, you know, as I'll talk a lot, you know, in these podcasts about my relationship with my wife. And that's one thing we've talked about. Like, you know, there is just a connection that I have been told. And I will say, you know, without trying to be too egotistical, like, I feel like I can relate to other people and have a good communication with them. And that's just, you know, that's just a gift. But, you know, we, you know, I go on further with this whole situation and drive on further with this vulnerability topic. And, you know, I remember with the hockey fight, you know, I remember the vulnerability, the shame, as I mentioned before, the embarrassment that I felt. And the shame was, you know, that I'm not tough enough, that I was raised a certain way, that, you know, was a silver spoon, and that I wasn't from the gritty streets of Philadelphia. I'm from the mainline country club area of Philadelphia. And I was embarrassed about that. And I was embarrassed because, you know what, I knew I wasn't a true mainliner from the old money of Philadelphia. My parents are both from, you know, you know, areas that now are probably not the nicest of Philadelphia, but the area they were, you know, blue collar areas. And, you know, but then again, in the current blue collar areas of where I hung out, I was the, you know, I was the wealthy, I guess, white collar, you call it, kid whose parents were rich. And so I didn't have that fit, as I mentioned before. And I was embarrassed of who I was. And all the accolades, all the awards, all the this, that, the other thing could not make me love myself. And, you know, it just goes to show, like, you know, right now, you know, we all have struggles in our lives, but you know what? I would not change who I am for anything. I will say this, you know, I'm going to just give you the last 3 or 4 days, but, you know, more importantly, you know, this has been going on for a while where I just feel unsettled and I don't feel a certain peace. And, you know, that's tough. That's a struggle to live with. It's something that, yeah, like, I wish I could be quote unquote normal, but what is normal? You know, I truly believe that everybody struggles, and I'll take my struggles any day over the struggles of others, 'cause they're mine. And at the same point, your struggles are yours. And you know what? They're the toughest struggles that are out there in this world, because you know what? They're yours, you know? And I always kind of, you know, You know, I always kind of take it with, you know, a little bit of, I guess, you know, it irks me a little bit when you hear, well, you know, you could have this or you could have that, you know, and that's, you know, that's not what people want to hear. Like, you know, sure, you know, there are starving people, as they say in China, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm emotionally upset about the fact that I got bullied in school. Or that doesn't change the fact, because I know, you know, like I on paper had it all. And, you know, how can you not be happy if you have, you know, if you have these loving parents and if you have great siblings and if you have a wife that loves you and you have a great job and you have the money and you have the prestige and people like you, how can you not be happy? Well, you know what, like, sometimes we're just not, and we need to grow and we need to find our way. And, you know, that doesn't make it any easier. And I think, you know, but that's where the connection comes. I feel like for me, I can connect with people, you know, on an emotional level, whether or not they're, you know, upset about the fact that, you know, their sister has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, or they are just, you know, getting bullied at school or what have you. And that's all as a result of this depression, this anxiety that really have, you know, helped me throughout my life. And that's a connection that, like, I wouldn't change for the world. But, you know, back a little bit further to dig deep into this shame and guilt, you know, I think that what is mentioned here is how, for women, you know, shame comes in the form of, like, I need to do it all. I need to be perfect. I can't ever let anybody see me sweat. And with men, it's, you know, we don't want to be perceived as any way being weak. And we want to be that strong alpha male. And I think, you know, for me, I can relate a little bit to both. I'm in the event industry, and the last thing you want is someone to say, man, you know, you're stressing out on me. You know, you got to be cool as a cucumber. Well, you know what? Like, I'm not cool as a cucumber. I am stressing out and I am going to freak out. And, you know, and I'm not good at showing that. And, but it's a reality of life. But I want you to think I'm this cool, calm, perfect customer. And that's just not the truth. And, you know, as a man, I can relate to, you know, gosh, I want to be the strong man. I want to be, you know, the hero that you look at in the movies, that's this and that. And that's not me either. And I'm a bit of both. And I think through this whole process, one of the biggest gifts I've had is getting more comfortable with the vulnerability that I feel on an everyday basis and the shame that I feel on an everyday basis of not being a good person. And I'm okay with saying that now because, you know what? I think the first step for me is awareness. And then you continue to work on it. And, you know, I mentioned my wife, like, gosh, I have a great partner. I really do. And it's a gift from God because she went through her struggles, you know, 5-10 years ago. And I went through mine. And we've both worked really hard on growing emotionally. And, you know, you'll notice in this speech here, which I'm going to, this talk that Brené Brown gives, she says, I'm going to look for it here real quick. You know, it's, gosh, what does she say? She says that, you know, she started interviewing men and asking questions. And what I learned is you show a woman who can actually sit with a man in real vulnerability and fear. I'll show you a woman who's done incredible work. You show me a man who can sit with a woman who's just had it. She can't do it all anymore. And his first response is not, I unloaded the dishwasher. You know, that's a guy, but he really listens, but that's all we need. I'll show you a guy who's done a lot of work. And, you know, all I'm going to do is tell you that, like, I can relate to that because my wife has sat with me in vulnerability and fear. She sat with me when I want to, and I do, and I hide in the bathtub and all I want her to do is come find me because I want her to, I want
I want to be able to trust somebody that they'll love me when I'm not the knight on the white horse. And, you know, at the same point, you know, she can come home from work and I, you know, on a rare occasion, I can have unloaded the dishwasher and I can listen to her problems at work and not, you know, want to tell her that they're not valid and just listen and give her the opportunity to be supported and not give her advice. And again, that's a big thing for me is, you know, the support you need to give people and not always the advice. You know, we want to give advice because it makes us feel important when 99% of the time I feel like, you know, people just want to be supported if they're not hurting themselves or hurting others. You know, yeah, their decisions may be wrong, but they're their decisions, you know. And, you know, I do encourage you to listen to this podcast, by this TED Talk by Brené Brown, because it touches on a few things and I can touch on them the way they've hit me and that's what I've done. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that we all go through it. We all go through this, you know, this vulnerability factor where we refuse to show people who we really are. We refuse to, like, you know, be willing to make mistakes. And in reality, she mentions at the end, like, you know, that's, you know, people that make mistakes, at least they're in the game, you know. And I have the same feeling with this podcast, which I'm glad, as I did on the first one that I did on the same topic that I lost. And that's that, you know, I didn't hit this one out of the park. You know, this isn't a home run for me. But at the same point, like, I stood, you know, I showed up. I laced up my quote-unquote skates. You know, the biggest thing, you know, that they would say, ironically, is, you know, in my first fight in the AHL and the hockey, is like, yeah, at least you showed up. Well, you know, I'm showing up for this one. You know, I'm out here and I enjoy doing these podcasts. I enjoy, you know, telling you I still will struggle that, like, I want to hit each one out of the park and I'm not gonna. But, like, I am going to hopefully when I can be aware that I'm at least getting dirt on my uniform and I'm going out there and I'm trying to do it. Because at the end of the day, hopefully something I've said has helped you, and in that process we've connected. And and again, you know, the greatest thing about, you know, this whole process of shame and guilt and vulnerability is, you know, that empathy that we develop for others. And when hopefully you hear my story, you know that, you know, I say what I say because I do understand what probably a lot of you that are listening are going through. You know, this is tough. You know, you may not have the depths of depression or anxiety that I have had, but you have your own struggles and they're your struggles, which make them just as hard as mine. So I'll say this and I'll end. You know, I love hearing from you. I hope you get something out of this. My email is Kramer, Kramer, B as in Brady, the number 16 at yahoo.com. I will be posting this on my You Are Not Alone website. I will also be, you know, posting this on LinkedIn as well as Instagram and throwing it up on my other Facebook page and tweeting it out there. But, you know, I love hearing from you, but I'm glad, hopefully, that you're listening and maybe getting something out of it and enjoying this, because I tell you, it has been a gift for me and it's really been helpful. So love yourself. I'll try not to delete this version 2. If you're hearing version 3, you'll know that I've deleted this one as well, but have an amazing day. I'm going to try to get one more podcast in by the end of the week. Love y'all. So thanks so much. Signing out.